You're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Center podcast, featuring the news, views, and opinions of the press peoples, regionally and from around the world. This is the Midwest Indie Media Center radio podcast. You're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Center radio podcast. I am Zach Wright, here reporting for the Chicago IMC. The U.S. economy has been brought to the brink of collapse thanks to the failure of shoddy and dubious financial instruments and kept afloat only thanks to major infusions of taxpayer cash. The major banking institutions who have been raked over the coals of public opinion saw their main public lobby, the American Bankers Association, assemble in Chicago only to face the wrath of organized public outrage. Thousands of activists and citizens also converged to take the ABA to task, thanks to the organizing efforts of the National People's Action in an effort called Showdown in Chicago. Protesters enter the lobby of the Sheraton Chicago to face the ABA directly. This was followed by marches through downtown Chicago where thousands of voiced their concern and called for accountability and positive change. Here, courtesy of the IMC Washington, D.C., hard right Republican favorite to be the next Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli is a state senator for Virginia. He is favored to be the state's next attorney general, according to several reputable polls. The hard right Republican has radical views on a number of issues. In Virginia, registered voters are preparing to cast their ballots on a statewide election that could significantly affect the future of the Commonwealth. The governor, Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General seats are all open, and Virginia Republicans appear to be within electoral reach of each seat. While the governor's race has achieved the most attention from the local media and Virginia voters, the Republican candidate for Attorney General might be the key political player who shapes the state's future should he win the race. Ken Cuccinelli, a state senator from Virginia's 37th district, is favored to be the state's next attorney general, according to several reputable polls. Cuccinelli is a hard right Republican who believes global warming is fabricated, thinks state law should reflect his derogatory views of homosexuals, and introduced a law in the state legislature that would allow employers to fire workers who did not speak English and subsequently deny them unemployment benefits. Here is a breakdown of his views on the three critical issues. Environment. The far right-wing Republican denies global warming exists. He told a group of William and Mary University students in late September that the climate is getting colder and is a natural part of the Earth's climate cycle. When W&M student asked him about the professor's views of Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu, Cuccinelli described his science as absolutely baseless. Chu has a Nobel Prize in Physics and publicly advocated for national economies to reduce or eliminate fossil fuels and adopt renewable sources of energy. When the same student asked about the educational experiences that shaped his views on climate change, Cuccinelli responded by saying that he took a few engineering courses in college. Cuccinelli then ominously warned the W&M students that the environmental movement has been used more than any other movement to destroy and get rid of capitalism. The Republican state senator has also threatened to sue the federal government if it institutes carbon cap emissions. He said this year that supporters of carbon cap emissions are likely watermelons, green on the outside but communist red on the inside. He enthusiastically supports granting permits for companies to explore and possibly drill for petroleum and natural gas off Virginia's eastern shore. Sites already eyed for potential exploration and subsequent drilling include areas off Virginia's famous southern portion of Assateague Island. Assateague Island is shared territorially between Virginia and Maryland. It includes a national wildlife refuge, the WMF, that serves as a resting spot for numerous migratory birds. It is a nationally protected park and continues to serve as a vital part of the area's ecological system. If a petroleum spill were to occur, whether accidental or intentional, Assateague WMF could be destroyed. And his views on homosexuality. Cusinelli recently told the Virginia Pilot, a daily newspaper based in Norfolk, that homosexual acts are wrong, intrinsically wrong, and I think in a natural law-based country, it is appropriate to have policies that reflect that. He was instrumental in promoting the November 2006 statewide referendum, which defined marriage as only a union between one man and one union. The Marshall Newman Amendment was approved by 57% of Virginia voters and is now part of Virginia's state constitution. Cusinelli attends St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Clifton, Virginia. It is the same church that hosts former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, the former Pennsylvania senator who arguably one of the most homophobic members of the U.S. Senate. Santorum famously compared homosexuality to sexual intercourse with non-human animals in an interview with the Associated Press in 2003. Cusinelli was spiritually nurtured by Father Jerome W. Fasano, the priest who is now the resident pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in front of Royal Virginia. Preaches homosexuality is perverse. Fasano's sermons include hysterical homophobic diatribes and condemnations of individuals who are not both Roman Catholic and socially conservative. Father Jerome W. Fasano can be reached at his current office phone number 540-635-3780 for questions or concerns about Cusinelli. Also, Cusinelli's views on immigration are this. He has notoriously anti-immigrant views in the Virginia State Senate. He proposed amending Section 1 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to revoke citizenship rights to the children of undocumented immigrants who were born in the outside United States. The Republican state senator gained national attention in early January of 2008 when he introduced a bill in the Virginia state legislature that would have allowed employers to fire individuals for inability or refusal to speak English in the workplace and subsequently deny them unemployment benefits. The bill, SB 339, would have been even allowed employers to fire employees who spoke a non-English language on the phone or to co-workers when away from clients and the public. Cusinelli boasts on his office AG campaign website that he will deport illegal aliens who choose to break additional laws by stealing identities, dealing drugs, joining criminal gangs, and driving without a license. He also introduced a bill in a state senate which would allow a Virginia business to file suit against another competing Virginia-based business if competing business employees or employed persons if knew or should have known were illegal aliens. Ridiculous. All right. Also in the news, we have a few more items. protests in solidarity with Honduras. From the Open Publishing Newswire, published by Fight Back News, on October 24th, the newly formed Hands Off Honduras Coalition, made up of anti-war and Latin America solidarity groups, organized a demonstration at majority intersection of Lake Street and Hawatha Avenue. 79 people protested in opposition to the military coup d'etat in Honduras and to de facto acceptance of the coup by the U.S. government. The police of Honduras has bravely resisted the June 28th coup that illegally removed President Manuel Zelaya. The Honduran resistance has carried out huge protests and massive strikes. The military responded with brutal repression, including tear gas, clubs, and gunfire. They have arrested thousands, killed many, and closed down all independent news media. Also, within news in this, Meredith Abbey of the Anti-War Committee and the Columbia Action Network explained the roots of the coup. Quote, while in office, Zelaya took some strong stands to help his people, like increasing the minimum wage and standing with the ALBA, Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, against the U.S.'s free trade agenda in the region. Abbey continued that, however, this isn't a protest or a movement merely about a president. This is a protest and a movement in solidarity with the people of Honduras, a people who have chosen to defend their right to pick their president and to determine the course for their country. It is just that very idea, the idea of change, that has scared the Honduran elite and their military. Power in Honduras is in the hands of about 100 people from 25, their problem will go away. The people of Honduras are saying, ya basta, enough is enough, and are refusing to go back to the old ways. The October 24th protest speakers, signs, and chants denounced the U.S. government's support for the coup government. The U.S. continues to fund the Honduran government and has criticized President Zelaya as irresponsible for trying to return to Honduras to resume his rightful place as president. The U.S. has not condemned the repression by the military. Honduran military officers are graduates of the infamous U.S. School of Americas in the Fort Benning, Georgia, which continues to train officers from all over Latin America on how to wage war on their own peoples. Recently, groups of U.S. legislators traveled to Honduras in support of a phony election set for November 29th. The protest demanded a change in the U.S. policy in intervening in Latin America. Joe Callahan of the Minnesota-Cuba Committee gave a passionate appeal for Americans to protect the cause of Honduras. Quote, in addition to rifle fire, tear gas, and the clubs, a brand new high-tech weapon was used against the Honduran people. Sound cannons. 1 month ago, this weapon was used in Pittsburgh against people protesting the policies of the Group of 20. This is a very loud reminder that we are linked together with the peoples of the world, like the peoples of Honduras, so when we stand up in support of their rights, we are fighting for our own rights too. And also on that note, we're going to get in some music. I have a few underground hip-hop tracks I'm going to play, and we're going to get into some more news and everything. All right, without any further ado, this is Zach Wright, and you're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Radio Podcast.
Shit up, and the circle's all fight. They say I can't bang, and it's something that I your undivided attention, please. I'm speaking from behind enemy lines, from a different point of view, to let you know what's really going on and how they see it. Or should I say, for now, how I see it.
The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I if you can't clock me? The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I if you can't clock me?
Please allow me to pre-introduce myself. For the lost and the blind, brainwashed in the mind, I am the Antichrist, but you possibly might know my vendetta better is the all-seeing eye. Just follow me in time, the spoil subsides. I was born in Babylonia, the royal bloodlines, and spread among time, more of an uprise from the kingship of Europe and the courtship of knights. I tie royal lines by incest ever since. Every British heir's just an inbred relative. I went and settled the Americas, and you could go and check the genetics of over 37 presidents. It's all evidence. Just like your dollar, I control the 33 blocks from the top of the pyramid. Who shot Kennedy? Martin or Malcolm X? Me, motherfucker, I devour the powerless. But who am I if I am more they, and they in more ways might shape? Who am I? Who am I? Well, let's take it pace by pace, and maybe you could try and put a name to the face.
The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I if you can't clock me? The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who when I, if you can't clock me,
and that's why you're not clocking me. I control so much that it's a mockery. I built the Nazis an army and economy with money funded from American democracy. You should start seeing tax as a gank. Who the fuck you think went and invented all these banks? JP Morgan or Wall Street or the Lynx? That was Henry Kissinger, but you could call him Hank. I'm known to shift shape through a league of Freemasons. Made the CIA with demons as agents. Enslave your mind state with media relations. Tune your brainwave frequency to these stations. ABC, CNN, I'm like space, bigger than you could believe or think. Now you know me, you can put a name to the face. Who am I? Illuminati.
Nice to meet you. The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I? Illuminati. The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I? Illuminati.
Okay, I should ask first, you might think I'm backwards, full of crap like a game of dice in the bathroom. That's cool, cause I bred you to be that stupid. Kill thousands of people and leave to react to it. Even the Catholic churches in my reaches. The Pope don't even believe the verses that he preaching. Same genetic stream, at first it was Phoenician. They spread into the bushes and the churches up from Egypt. I made religion just to imprison your brain, so you speak outside of the public opinion, you're insane. But if you could awake, then maybe you could see the pagan and the Freemasonic symbolism in your face. Fucking example, just take Amoco with the torch to the statue with Liberty's right hand holds. Also on the gray side of that Diane hole, the Texaco pentagram hangs on every flagpole. Every banknote and sign you forfeit. CBS and AOL depicts the eye of Horus. You can try ignoring, but I'm coming to you rapidly. World government, soon to microchip humanity.
The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I? Illuminati. The world is mine, the world is mine, but you're too blind, so you can't stop me. The world is mine, the world is mine, but who am I? Illuminati.
I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted, and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him. In spite of all his imperfections, I'm a fan of man! I'm a humanist. I rest my case.
Inside your brain is where your thoughts train, but your body holds the soul that controls the whole frame. Spirits in the flesh identify by name. It's a tug of war, up or down, no middle range. Heaven or hell, some say the devil's here where we dwell. The faithful drop to their knees at the toll of the bell, praying God won't you send help. We struggle to keep from trouble but end up needing.
Don't take my soul.
Your heart bleeds, but feed your brain bad seeds, it quickly misleads. Prophecies foretell you will go to hell if you fail to embrace the faith. Oh well, half of us are doomed already, according to script. Cause Jesus died on the cross for us, his blood drip. We sacrifice our whole life for dumb shit. But what's after this? What exists when breathless death's bliss?
Don't take my soul.
Freedom of speech must be a figure of speech. Every American is terrified from the terror that flies high in the sky and smashes the side of buildings. The government designed the killing, so hide your children. They're out to brainwash them like Adolf did. Our democracy loses innocent lives for poppy seeds. So I got a question to ask. While we in war with Iraq, let's bring our soldiers back. Bring our soldiers back, back, back. No more family members buried beneath the soil for this war on oil. And we still racing race cars around in a fucking circle. I've had enough, my face is purple, filled with anger. Don't believe in your news anchors, they're telling us lies. So I'm popping a question, who are the real bad guys? It's not Al-Qaeda, cause they're the Bush administration's allies. We were fed that lie by the media immediately after receiving the feed. They put it through broadcasting and it was up on your screen. How the fuck could this be? It's cause the truth ain't seen on TV like nudity. So if you want the facts, then tune to me. Cause we don't need to mediate the problems, we need to talk for the regime that will solve them. Run up in the Oval Office and Molotov them. Quit your 9 to 5, find a 9 or a 4 or 5 to drive. I am on your side, let's see if I hold the heart and the strength to survive. Cause I swear to fucking God they won't take me alive. You can pray to Allah, Buddha or Jesus Christ, any color or religion, men and women unite. Who's supporting the war? We unlawfully fight an abundant loss of life just for the stars and stripes. Welcome to the land of corruption, home of the brave, where people barely maintain on the minimum wage, the middle finger stays raised. Welcome to the US of A, where the majority of the population suffers from AIDS or is either stuffed in a cage and you gotta sell drugs to get paid. Fall back.
I get mauled and attacked. I run in the mall with a gat and shoot every person that walk past.
What the fuck you looking at?
Blast, blast.
Then pop myself, get resurrected and sell rock for wealth. The cops will not help, they too busy sniffing lines of cocaine. Nose pains blow up their minds like Cobain. I'll make the CIA go MIA. Psychiatrists say I'm insane. I don't care who is winning the debates. I ain't Republican, I ain't Democratic. What does it matter? I live my life and you live yours happily ever after. In a world of natural disasters and heroin addicts, Big Brother got information gathered on every citizen living in this country. Taxes that take our money, and they still got your children in Iraq getting blown up in Humvees. Homeless people on our streets remain hungry. Would you rather get plastic surgery so you're no longer fat and ugly than help the needy? You're selfish, wealthy, and greedy. Hell is the next place you will see me, swimming in a lake of fire with Jeffrey Dahmer and Michael Myers, George Bush. You are a fucking liar. The terrorists were frequent flyers before 9/11. You knew there was a threat, but you did not give a fuck. Cause you knew there was a check coming next. You got money in your pocket, bought some atomic bombs and a couple of rockets that could wipe out whole villages. I'm a revolutionary minute man, musket in hand, fighting for my rights as a citizen, taking a horseback ride with Paul Revere. Wake up, the British are here. Aw, shit, I must be vision impaired. It's not the UK bringing the torment, it's the US government. And I don't know about y'all, but I've had enough of it.
All right, you're listening to Midwest Indie Media Radio. I'm Zach Riot, and yeah, we just played a few songs. I kind of got carried away with the songs, so I apologize. Right now I'm short on time, so actually I'm going to get into my last bit of news before we close out the show. Or today's podcast, rather. We should have another podcast coming up within another day or so. I hope all of you guys who are listening to this podcast, I hope you guys all subscribe to our podcast and keep listening to Midwest Indie Media Radio. Once again, I'm Zach Wright, and I'm going to get to our last article, which is based out of Rochester, New York, on the universal healthcare system. Advocates for universal healthcare from the Rochester region joined the communities from all over the country on Wednesday, October 28th, in Day of Action demanding healthcare for all, in a protest targeting MVP Healthcare at its office on Alexander Street in downtown Rochester. 30 activists rallied along the sidewalk with the message that Medicare for all is the best solution for a healthcare crisis. Meanwhile, inside the building, four activists who had intended to deliver a letter they prepared for the vice president of the MVP, Lisa Brubaker, was unable to gain access to the offices. They were prevented from entering by security. The activists then sat outside the MVP offices in a courtyard cafe and ordered coffee. They were approached by 10 Rochester police, 6 building security guards, and were asked to leave. When they responded that they would stay and finish the coffee they ordered, the four activists were arrested. Video from earlier in the afternoon shows a surreal amount of police presence. 16 police cars and cops on a horseback seem a bit far-fetched for a crowd of 30 demonstrators holding signs. As the healthcare debate continues, more and more acts of civil disobedience are occurring around the country. On Wednesday, actions were held in at least 10 cities around the U.S., with 37 people arrested. For these activities, the demand is not for a public option, but for single payer and Medicare for all. The common question is that asked, President Obama and Congress really wanted healthcare reform. Why was single-payer taken off the table from the start? The direction of healthcare reform has taken at the federal level is really showing who owns the government, and clearly it is not the people. It seems every day there is a new revelation about how senators and representatives are tied to health insurance companies and big pharma, whether it is through campaign contributions, families, or investment interests. The citizens rallying, protesting, and committing acts of civil disobedience know that this is life and death struggle, and that healthcare is a human right for all, not just a privilege for some. And that just about wraps up our news for the moment. Make sure, like I said, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast. You're listening to the Midwest Indie Media Center Radio Podcast. I'm Zach Radio from the Midwest Indie Media Radio Center. See you next time.